News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us here on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunrise. I'm Chris Elio filling in for the great Mark Lawrence, who's at home, hopefully taking some well-deserved time off. That guy works hard. On the other side of the glass here, we have the great Rob Center, who's steering me in the right direction as I try and navigate this ship, as we call WKOK Sunrise. In front of me right now, enough about me and all the great people here at WKOK, I have three wonderful people from the Buffalo Creek Watershed Alliance. We have the chairman of the board, David Stabler, with us. Good morning.
Glad to be here.
We also have Shannon Stom, Watershed and Program Specialist of the Union of Union County.
Good morning.
And we have Alan Grunstrom, Member of the Board of Directors of BCWA.
Good morning.
How are you all doing this morning?
We're doing fine, thank you.
All right, enjoying that fall weather out there before it gets hot and humid again this week?
Yes,
indeed.
So, sunrise, too.
Yes, it was. It was very nice out there. So we're talking about the Buffalo Creek Watershed Alliance, and they're celebrating a 10th anniversary of its passive water treatment facility located near the headwaters of Buffalo Creek in Western Union County. So tell me about this. What's the celebration going to look like? What is it all about?
Well, first I wanted to mention that I'm a latecomer to the organization. It started in 2002 as a subsidiary of the Merrill Lynn Land and Waterways Conservancy. And very early on in the meetings of the organization, they established this, what I would call, signature program of the organization. And since Alan and Shannon were the ones that really got it going, it'd be up to them to talk about it from my point of view.
Well, that was that was a long setup for I don't know. I have no idea. So, Alan and Shannon, then tell us what this is all about. What are we celebrating exactly?
We're celebrating the 10th year of the establishment of this acid remediation site. That is, there was acid rain. There is still acid rain falling on the mountains of West of Pennsylvania, and especially here in Western Union County. The headwaters of Buffalo Creek have a sandstone in them which does not mitigate acid. The other tributaries do have limestone beds, so they don't have this problem.
Hmm.
And DEP in Williamsport wanted us to do this. We applied for a Growing Greener grant, actually two, one to design the sites and then one to construct it. It uses acid mine drainage technology.
Wow.
But we don't have near the degree of acidity that the mine drainage does. But the same system works in that you put a small dam up, you divert part of the water through two ponds which have limestone in them. The water goes back into the creek with a much higher pH.
Hmm.
It goes from about 4.5 pH coming in and goes out about 8.5. And then it gets diluted into the acid water, and it comes out about what would be normal, about 5.5.
Wow.
The reason we did this was in the first 7 or 8 miles of the creek was so acid that there are no fish and no bugs, macroinvertebrates they call them.
Where historically there used to be. There was anecdotal evidence from Fish and Boat Commission, even back into the 20s and 30s, that this was a natural brook trout stream.
Hmm.
And so because of the acid deposition over those years, we lost that aquatic life. And now, you know, this whole thing is to celebrate that it's back.
That's awesome.
In 10 years.
Well, that's fantastic. It sounds like a true merging of technology and nature. You know, you're diverting through technology into this natural resource to kind of replenish something that was missing, you know.
Yes.
And it's all passive in the sense there are no pumps or anything. It's all gravity fed.
Wow.
So it's low maintenance, although we have a couple guys who go up there every couple of months and make sure things are operating okay.
Of course, you gotta. You know, you don't want to be like you know, not having this work the way you want it to, right?
Right.
Yes, we did not want to build it and forget it, which is another reason why, you know, I mentioned to the group, you guys put a lot of effort into this, went through a lot of hoops to get this done. Let's celebrate.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So what is the celebration? When is it? Where is it? What are we doing? Like, how are we celebrating?
Dave, you can say that.
Well, we're having an event at the site itself on Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock. It's at the place where Buffalo Flat Road intersects the creek.
In the Bald Eagle State Forest, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And we'll have a series of speakers who have been instrumental in getting this done and keeping it maintained, and some events for actually seeing the life that's returned to the stream.
Wow. And what have we seen? Like, just can you give me some examples of things that we've seen return to the stream that are noteworthy?
Brook trout. Brook trout are back.
Great.
So the bugs that they eat are starting to come back. So as their food supply is there, the fish are starting to come back. And it was really interesting. I actually got to go out. I was with Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission and DEP doing electrofishing up in the headwaters. And it was amazing to me. All we caught were brook trout. And we caught multiple age classes. So we had young of the year all the way up through juvenile and adult. So we know that they're actually reproducing within the stream system.
You have like a whole generation now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was actually so good that Fish and Boat Commission listed it as a wild Class A trout stream again.
So they've traveled up from the valley.
And only in 10 years. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's
actually before 10 years.
Yeah.
Wow, I guess the first about 3 years afterward, they were getting fish and bugs up there.
That's kind of remarkable. That's really kind of remarkable that like it took that little. Usually when an area dies like that, it's just dead. Like, that's just it. So that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it was amazing. And as Alan said, luckily we don't have the levels of acidity that you do in these acid mine drainage systems, nor do we have the heavy metals to that extent. So that certainly helped the fish, you know, bring the fish back. We didn't have the high aluminum oxides and things clogging up their gills.
That's amazing. So the event is Saturday, September 14th at 10 a.m. It's the Buffalo Creek Watershed Alliance of the Merrill Lynn Conservancy. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary of this dam, the rebirth of this area.
And that is exactly right.
Yes, and go check out the trout, and you know, maybe you'll see some bugs or whatever. But there'll be speakers who can speak on this at a greater level and educate everybody on how this happened. And are there ways that the public can help keep this way, or is it just...
Well, we're always looking for volunteers. We are doing monitoring 4 times a year. We've been doing it for 11 years to make sure that it's working in that way, to measure the pH 4 times a year. We have cleanup events help keep the stream clean.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many things that we're looking for. Contact us on our webpage, buffalocreek.org, and you can see what you can do for us.
The other thing that I'd like to mention is that we are looking for site stewards to help out on sites like this where we have construction projects or where we've put in riparian buffers. Everything needs maintenance. So
everything needs upkeep, right?
Yes.
So, so David, Shannon, and Alan, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about this wonderful rebirth of this area. I think that's a wonderful thing for our region to hear when we're hearing about all these environmental concerns and disasters. The fact that this came back naturally is really pretty remarkable with just a little bit of ingenuity. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having us on.